Chapter 16. Then Yohanan went up from Gezer and brought a message to his father Simon about what Kendabios was doing. So Simon called his two eldest sons, Judah and Yohanan, and said to them,
I and my brothers and my father's house have fought the foes of Israel from our youth until today. And things have prospered in our hands so that we have rescued Israel many times. But now I have grown old, but all of you, by God's mercy, are of sufficient age. Take my place and the place of my brothers, and go out and fight for our nation. And may the help which is from the heaven be with you.
So Yohanan selected 20,000 picked men, warriors and cavalry, out of the country. And setting out against Kendabios, they spent the night at Modium. And rising early, they marched into the plain. And behold, a large force of infantry and cavalry was coming to meet them. And between the two armies was a wadi. Then Yohanan and the people took up their position against the enemy. And seeing that the people were terrified to cross the wadi, Yohanan crossed first. And when his men saw this, they crossed over after him. Then he divided the people into two divisions and put his cavalry between the infantry. But the enemy's cavalry were very numerous. Then they blew the trumpets. And Kendabios and his camp were put to flight, and many of them fell wounded, and the rest fled into the stronghold. It was then that Yohanan's brother, Judah, was wounded. But Yohanan closely pursued them until Kendabios reached Kedron, which he had built up. And some took refuge in the towers in the fields of Ashdod. And Yohanan burned them with fire, and about 2,000 men perished. He then returned to Judah in peace. And Ptolemaios, son of Habub, had been appointed general of the plain of Jericho. And he had much silver and gold, for he was the son-in-law of the chief priest. And his heart became lifted up, and he wished to gain control of the country. So he took counsel to make treacherous plans to have Simon and his sons removed. Now, as Simon was inspecting the cities of the country and providing for their needs, he and his sons, Mattathiah and Judah, went down to Jericho in the year 177, in the 11th month, that is, the month Shabbat. And the son of Habub gave them a deceitful welcome in the little stronghold called Duke, which he had built. And while serving them a sumptuous banquet, he had his men hidden there. And when Simon and his sons were drunk, Ptolemaios and his companions sprang up. And taking their weapons, they rushed upon Simon in the banquet hall. And they killed him, and his two sons, and some of his boys. So by this vicious act of treason, he repaid good things with evils. Then Ptolemaeus wrote an account about this and sent it to the king, asking that forces be sent to help him, and that the countries and the cities be turned over to him. And he sent other men to Gezer to make away with Johanan. And he sent letters to the tribunes, inviting them to come to him so that he might give them silver and gold and gifts. And he sent others to seize Jerusalem and the temple's mountain. But someone ran ahead, bringing a message to Johanan at Gezer, that his father and his brothers had perished, and that Ptolemaeus had sent men to make away with him also. And Johanan was utterly astounded when he heard this. And when the men came to destroy him, he had them arrested and killed them, for he knew that they were seeking to destroy him. And the rest of the accounts of Johanan and his wars, and the manly deeds which he manfully performed, and the building of the walls which he built, and his other achievements, behold, they are recorded in the book of his chief priesthood, from the time when he succeeded his father as chief priest.